Steve, you have those woodpeckers trying to invade your house, so mm-hmm. you called in a plastic bird of prey.
Yes,
but
yeah,
what if you have a real bird of prey,
that's
like this town in England?
This is the infamous bird that's been stalking the streets of Flamstead for weeks. With attacks reportedly on the rise, what began as a rather amusing tale of harassment by a hawk isn't so funny for villagers anymore.
Flamstead hawk.
We were filming with Jim Hewitt as he made his way to the shop this morning. Before there was a chance to warn him, the hawk swooped. It is one of the most serious incidents to date.
Oh, we got
Jim
him.
Gave
us. Oh, no! Oh, he's got a bloody noggin, he has. I have to disagree with the premise that they did not have time to warn him.
I mean, that thing, they were watching it. It was almost like they were saying, like, hey, could you give us a little something? And the hawk said, all right.
Oh, he was so protected by his twill cap, and it did nothing.
Plus, he's an old guy. Even if they had warned him 10 minutes in advance,
Yeah,
he would look right into it. Then it would gouge his eyes out.
Yeah. And old people's skin is like paper. That's they bleed
thin.
A lot.
That's very
thin.
Thin.
Yeah, especially on head. Blood thinners.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's taking a baby aspirin every day.
To date, Jim gave us permission to show the damage done to his head because he believes the bird has to go by any means necessary.
Yeah.
Wipe it off, man. Don't conduct an interview.
No, it's for the show.
Yeah,
he's got it. He wants people to come in. He wants somebody to go, you know what? This is a problem. We're going to shoot this thing or capture it or take it somewhere.
Honestly, the fact that they didn't get him being attacked, they just got the bird at the very top of the light pole and then they got him crouched down with the... With the all the like blood on his head. I'm like, how did you miss that? Better camera work, or maybe they're lying.
Yeah, you were filming.
Oh, maybe what if somebody from the TV station hit him?
Uh-huh.
Like from the shrubs? Uh-huh. Just smacked him in the back. Like, look out for that bird! It's
and
an
he's
old
not
man,
alone.
He won't know.
Some residents are taking matters into their
he's
own
He's walking
hands.
Around with a fishnet in his hand. I'm going to catch his bird.
Okay, good luck with that.
Coming down to get my head and get my hat. And the more I walk out, the more he comes down. So just trying to catch him with the net as I walk out now, basically.
So you're using yourself as human bait?
Essentially, yeah. But unfortunately, I think it's sort of going past the point now of, can it be captured?
Look at the size of the one net. That thing's like 4 feet wide.
Oh, yeah. That's like one of those big fishing nets that you throw into the water and then pull back up with crabs.
Do any of the men have jobs here, or do they all just walk around with knit hats on?
I think that's it.
Trying to distract birds of prey.
I think that's it.
And is it going to have to be euthanized?
Men have been the most common target, with the hawk now suspected of dive bombing around 50 people.
Oh, my God.
They got to start wearing wigs.
Children have been raised after it snatched this teenager's hat with its talons.
Wow.
A falconer.
It me hat.
That kid wanted it to happen.
He did, but he was running. I mean, he was trucking, and that bird plucked his knit cap right off his head.
That should be in a Nike commercial. The logo is so prominent on his left lapel.
Yeah.
A falconer is trying to catch it. The local parish council says there's little more they can do. Hertfordshire police say they can't act because it's not within their jurisdiction. What happens next is dividing villages, despite the hawk.
Saw the shadow in the background.
Blue in the background.
This thing is just on a mission.
Man, if it went for her eyes right now, that would be gross, but also impressive.
So much
despite
mayhem.
The hawk's rampage, there is a petition with hundreds of signatures to protect it.
I hope it's not shot. I love seeing it. It
maybe it would like for you guys to get that massive leather bracelet off of its ankle.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, obviously,
is there a more subtle way to tag that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously it escaped from somebody.
In it flew up the road quite low the other day in front of me, and it was really quite a magnificent sight, actually. But I should imagine people are scared of it now.
What is clear
as one would.
The hawk's presence is now beyond a joke. Carrie Davis, News at 10, Flamstead.
But again, at no point did they reference how this clearly was somebody's bird.
It definitely
it's got a leather strap on. It didn't go to the store and go, hey, I'd like an ankle adornment. Can you hook me up?
It's not a 19-year-old going to their first music festival.
No.
Coming back with some sort of gadget of some sort to make them look cool.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Of course it's somebody's. Tell them to come get it.